It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Joyce Kaposha, who is the trial committee chairperson for the upcoming Obedience Training Club program that's taking place at Michigan State. Welcome to the show, Joyce.
Hi.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Joyce, can you explain to our listeners exactly what the event is that's taking place?
Well, it's all the obedient dogs that have signed in, and that goes from, like, novice up through utility and a few odd title times thrown in also.
Okay, and what is it that you're going to specifically be doing at this particular event?
Well, as chairman, I oversee that everything runs smoothly, hopefully. But what we'll do is take all the different stages of obedience, and a judge will evaluate these dogs and give them a score.
And about how many dogs typically come to an event like this?
About 150 to 200 a day.
Wow, that's a lot. I hope somebody's out there and keeping everything cleaned up.
Yeah, I do too.
And what is the date of the event, and what are the times, and where can you give those details?
It's at Demonstration Hall on MSU, and it's the second weekend in December, I think would be the 9th and 10th.
10th and 11th.
10th and 11th.
Okay, 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, and what time does it take place?
It'll start at 9 o'clock on Saturday, and whenever they're done judging, which is within 8-hour time. The judges are only allowed to judge for 8 hours, but then they can have a break for lunch in that 8 hours.
Okay, interesting. And how is the hall set up? I mean, are there a bunch of different dogs being judged at once, or is it one dog at a time?
Yes.
How does that work?
There will be four rings set up in Dem Hall, and a judge will preside over each ring. And in that ring will be three or four stewards helping the judge by getting dogs ready, doing whatever they need to do in the ring. That type of thing. And it goes, each ring has a different, like novice, open, and utility, and rally.
And how do you decide which dogs go in what ring? Is it
my secretary does that.
Okay, but is it determined by breed, by size? How does that work?
By the dog's ability to do the work that's required in that ring.
Right, so probably some past history of that dog and from previous training and classes, you know, you just kind of automatically go into the level that you're after, right?
The people enter in that level.
Okay, so
they enter about 3 weeks ahead of time, and then the entries close, and that gives the secretary time to set up the schedule of how things go.
Gotcha. So it's actually a person owning the dogs kind of deciding where their dog is at.
Yes.
And sometimes you probably get a few dogs that probably should have been on a level lower or level higher.
Or higher.
No?
And sometimes they have finished a title before our show. So then they're allowed to move up into the next class if they're ready for it.
Now, do people come from rather close or quite a distance? I don't know lot about how.
We don't get a whole lot that come a great distance, but okay. We get them from Pennsylvania, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
So maybe a bulk of them within what, 50 miles, 100 miles?
Oh, more than that, maybe probably the bulk within 200 miles.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody comes from a bit of a distance, so hopefully you're hoping for good
weather.
Road conditions, good weather. That probably will have some bearing on it.
Right. And we're hoping that they bear with us if the weather's bad. We have no control over that. We do the best we can.
Now, you've been associated with these trials and events for some time. How long
Right.
have you been involved in this?
Probably a little over 40 years.
40 years?
Uh-huh.
My, oh my. And has it changed quite a bit over the years?
Yes.
And do you
More
still...
so in the last 10 years than in the first 30.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's been a lot of changes made in the last 10 years. If you talk to different judges and people that are involved in it, that's what they'll tell you.
Okay. All right. And your passion for being there, tell us a little bit about why you get involved.
I got interested in dogs way back then, and it just keeps snowballing. I have quite a few dogs, and I work as many as I can. I'm not working as much now, you know, later years that I have 20, 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But I love dogs, and I'm interested in the other dog show coming up the weekend before, the Confirmation Dog Show.
Right.
I belong to that club. I belong to this club. I belong to an obedience club in Flint. So it's just the thing I do.
Wow. And I bet you're quite a kind of a nugget of knowledge for everybody around.
Well, some of the people seem to think so. But it's hard to stay up on all the new rules, the changeovers, and things like that. But I do a lot of stewarding, which means I'm working around this a lot. So I do try to keep up.
Joyce, would you list down some of the breeds that you've trained in the past years?
Bassets, Goldens, Shetland Sheepdogs. Then I kind of went to the small breeds. I have Minpins, Papillons, and Brussels Griffons.
And what is there? Could you make a comment after working with all those breeds in obedience? Do you have any particular favorites now?
Well, I think I do because of my age and my ability is with the miniature pincher.
Uh-huh.
I really like them. However, this is not a dog for everybody.
Because they're cooperative or because they're a challenge?
They're kind of a challenge.
Ah, there you go. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah, they are. If you want a dog, I mean, they're still a challenge, but a dog that'll step right up and do things, you're probably thinking of the Labrador and the Golden Retriever.
That might even be worth considering if you're wanting to get into this and you don't have your dog yet, but you'd like to get something where your child could get involved with getting the right breed for that.
That's right. And hopefully people will get on the internet, go to the dog shows, talk to the breeders, and not just pick the first dog they see. They need to talk to some breeders of that dog, different ones, and get different perspectives on it.
And how do you get the younger generation involved so that this fascinating event continues?
Well, we do all we can to help them. There's junior handling at the dog shows that we hope that'll entice kids to come in and work. And the younger people come for a while, but it's hard to keep them interested in it. There's so many things for people to do in this day and age.
You got to figure out how to get them to kind of control their dog with a computer.
Yeah, that's
might help.
What you need. But I don't know of any of that online yet.
No, I don't either. Joyce, I have a question for you. When it comes to the types of people who should bring their dogs there, if you've taken your dog to an obedience class and had them trained, is that something that you should think about doing, or is this only for people who are very serious about their dogs?
No, I think every dog deserves an education. It should go to an obedience school. And usually we like to get young puppies and get them started. And maybe you drop out for 6 months, say, you do some and then drop out for 6 months. But then you should come back and relearn what you've learned. And hopefully that will keep you interested and keep you going.
Is there a high level of participation or cooperation among the various training schools in the greater Lansing and mid-Michigan area? Do they all kind of encourage their students to go to this, or is it tend to be specific to any particular training school?
No, we try to get the general public interested.
Everybody involved, no matter.
Right, right. And interested in bringing their children. Usually children less than 10 years of age don't have the interest to stay in it. But like a 3 or 4 year old coming in trying to teach the dog, that doesn't work as well as if they have a little age. But we don't try to discourage them if they do want to come in younger.
Right.
But usually they find out that they don't fit in, the kids don't fit in as well because there's not that many in the class. It's mostly older people.
Gotcha.
Interesting. And in terms of the information about the event, if people are interested in knowing more or understanding better what's going to take place, is there a website or somewhere that people can go to get information?
Yeah. We have a secretary, and she's listed. I probably can find her email. I don't know it by heart. I'm walking in the other room to get it.
Oh, that's okay.
And you could email her, and she could give you the information. It's Wall, W-A-L, Kate, K-A-T-E, one word, at AOL.com.
Okay. Or if people wanted to go to the Obedience Training Club of Greater Lansing, is there information listed there as well?
Yeah, the people at the show will have that information, I'm sure. We all carry cards to the school.
Okay.
And we're listed in the phone book under Obedience Classes.
Okay, fantastic. It's real important for people to understand that coming to an event like this and observing it is really the first step to getting an interest and getting your dog properly trained and possibly competing in something like this down the road.
Yes, that's right. And it's nice when people will say to you, oh, I wish my dog acted like yours. Well, that's your time to step up and say, you know, you need to go to dog school.
Right.
You need to work with them.
Right. It's not the dog. It's the owner. And it's a matter of getting in your car to a nice obedience class and teach your dog and teach yourself how to do that.
Yes. Right. Yes. And I think our obedience club is very good at trying to help people with a problem or do something for the situation if they can.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Joyce Kaposha, who is the trial committee chairperson for the upcoming Obedience Training Club of Greater Lansing event that's going to be taking place at Demonstration Hall on the campus of Michigan State University on Saturday, December 10th and Sunday, December 11th. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Joyce. We really appreciate the information you were able to bring us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It was our pleasure. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with the judge, Sue Sellers-Rose, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.